Kim, with 35 days until the kickoff of the World Cup, international football's governing body FIFA released its latest set of monthly rankings on Thursday. The reigning World Cup champion Spain remains number one overall. Germany is number two, followed by Portugal and 2014 World Cup host Brazil. Remember, VOA football fans, the Germans and the Portuguese have been placed in the same group for next month's World Cup, along with Ghana and the USA. That group, Group G, is one many are calling the proverbial group of death. The Elephants of Ivory Coast remain number one in Africa and 21st overall. The World Cup-bound Elephants have 830 ranking points, the same total they had in April. Ivory Coast is 32 points ahead of Egypt, which is second in Africa and 24th overall. Two more World Cup-bound teams, Algeria and Ghana, are ranked third and fourth in Africa. And the sunny side of sports is shaking his head over the team FIFA has fifth in Africa, the Cape Verde Islands. It just doesn't seem right, sports fans, that Cape Verde is one place ahead of Nigeria, the reigning African champion that's also going to Brazil next month for the World Cup. Say it ain't so, FIFA. You gotta get the Super Eagles higher in those rankings. Rounding out the top 10 African teams in the May FIFA rankings, we have Tunisia, number 7, World Cup-bound Cameroon, number 8, Guinea, number 9, and Mali, number 10. Well, as mentioned during Wednesday's Sunny Side of Sports, the Super Eagles of Nigeria will play Scotland May 28th in a pre-World Cup international friendly match. The game will be held at Craven College in London, the home ground of English Premier League club Fulham. Then the Super Eagles will travel here to the USA. They're planning to hold a pre-World Cup training camp in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. While in the USA, Nigeria has also scheduled two other friendly matches ahead of the World Cup in Brazil. The African champions will play Greece June 3rd in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Nigeria will also take on the United States June 7th in Jacksonville, Florida. Nigeria kicks off its World Cup campaign against Iran June 16th in Curitiba, Brazil. Bosnia-Herzegovina and two-time World Cup champion Argentina are also in Nigeria's first-round group at Brazil 2014. The World Cup's opening ceremony is scheduled for June 12th in Sao Paulo, where Brazil will host Croatia in the opening match. As part of the festivities, American rapper Pitbull, American entertainer Jennifer Lopez, and Brazilian singer Claudia Leite will perform We Are One, Olé Olá, the official song of the 2014 FIFA World Cup. Let's give it a listen.
Put your flags up in the sky,
get going. One love, one life, one world, one fight, whole world, one night, one place, Brazil. Everybody put your flags in the sky and do what you feel. It's your world, my world, our world today, and we invite the whole world to play. It's your world, my world, our world today, and we invite the whole world to play. En mi mundo, tu mundo, el mundo de nosotros, invitamos a todo el mundo a jugar con nosotros.
Kenny, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Game on, sports fans. I mentioned shaking my head over the Cape Verde Islands being ranked number 5 in Africa in the latest FIFA football rankings. Well, if you go to the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page at facebook.com/VOA Sunny, you'll see a photo of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry kicking a soccer ball while his U.S. Air Force jet was being refueled, yes, at the Cape Verde Islands. Secretary of State Kerry was returning to the United States after a multi-nation trip to Africa. Turning to African athletics, our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma caught up with one of South Africa's top distance runners. Here's Mark.
South Africa's World Student Games 10,000-meter champion Stephen Mukoka has his sights set on the British Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland in August, having run a career best of 60 minutes and 37 seconds at the World Half Marathon Championships in Copenhagen, Denmark back in March. Mukoka reckons he has a solid base from where to pursue his goal in 10,000 meters.
And from now on, I mean, after those that phase of trying to do much of endurance because of the half marathon, we are breaking down to some speed work because I'm hoping that my manager can get me something abroad for the track because I wish I can qualify for Commonwealth Games.
On the track, we've seen you very versatile in 5,000 meters, 10,000 meters, 1,500 meters. Where is your focus going to be? Which one, where do you want to focus on and what time are you looking at perhaps achieving this year?
I'm going to run 10,000 meters. I mean, it's my special event, but I'm hoping to get maybe 5,000 to sharpen him up. Sharpen me up for the 10,000 meters. So my basic thing this year is try get to 10,000 meters where I can be able to make the team. If I do make the team, then I'll be happy because I want to run the 10,000 meters at Commonwealth Games.
All right. And any particular time that you're thinking of or aspiring to achieve?
Being in the team is my main goal. But I know, I mean, there is standard 27:40 is what I have to run. So I'm aiming to be able to run a 27:40. But the main important thing this year, it's the Commonwealth Games. And then if I'll be able to be in part of the team, I'll be happy.
That was South Africa's Stephen Mukoka, the World Student Games 10,000-meter champion, speaking in the South African capital, Tshwane. Finally, in football, a Confederation of African Football, CAF, inspection team is in Algeria to assess the facilities the country plans to use if they win the bid to host the 2019 or 2021 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. They are visiting the capital Algiers, Annaba, Blida, and Oran. Having visited Guinea and Ivory Coast, the team will from Algeria go to Cameroon, Zambia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. CAF will name the successful bids in September. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association playoff action Wednesday night, the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder both scored victories at home to even their second-round playoff series at one game each. The Thunder storm past the Los Angeles Clippers 112-101. Russell Westbrook had 31 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists for OK City. And newly crowned league most valuable player Kevin Durant, 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists for the Thunder. Meanwhile, in Indianapolis, the Pacers beat my beloved Washington Wizards 86-82. Indiana center Roy Hibbert broke out of a slump by scoring a game-high 28 points, grabbing 9 rebounds, and blocking 2 shots. Game 3 in that series will be Friday night here in Washington, and I'll certainly be saying, Go Wizards!